in there. All right, you want to go through the other side here on the Fowlkes and go up to the little writing up on top?
Yes, that's my mother's maiden, my mother's, my grandmother's, my grandmother's family. Also, my mother is Therese Wexler and her mother was Bella Fowlkes. They came at that time from Braunsbach.
Is that in Bavaria? You know, somewhere in Bavaria.
I still knew her. How old was she when she died? 1913, and I saw her when I was about 10 years old, I would say. Yes, or 9 years old, I don't know exactly. You know, I told you she was bedbound for many years. She was born, that means she lived and to be 76.
You have a lot of old age in here. I mean, yes. Back then, those were all long life expectancies, weren't they?
That's right. Her parents, Bella Falk's parents, were Falk, in Braunsbach. He was a handelsman, a peddler probably. Handeln is peddeln in Braunsbach, and lived, worked, and died in Braunsbach. And there comes another family in again, the Ettenheimers, yes? And this Falk goes back then here to Salomon Loeb Falk.
Oh, but wait a minute, what's the house Tochter? That's not an occupation, is
Where
it?
Where are you?
15.
In which box?
Here.
Oh, that's Caroline Ettenheimer?
In Klein Nördling, that is, in Klein Nördling is in Württemberg. And she was a house Tochter, she was a daughter. She had no occupation. Somewhere, probably in her marriage certificate, that was entered that she is a house daughter, the daughter at home.
That's all she was.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And just the occupation was interesting.
Yeah, because her parents were Krämer. Yes, and Krämer is a food store.
Oh, Krämer. In the Ettenheimer and
Which
Bella,
box
yeah,
are
yeah,
in?
The Ettenheimer.
30 is a food store.
Is a food store. Krämer is a.
Is that what Krämer made? Krämer versus Krämer.
So Klein Nördling was Bayern, yeah, Harry. The Klein Nördling, and you see there's a document from which you can see that they lived in house number 25 in Klein Nördling.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Born 1770.
And, both lived in Klein Nördling in 1770 to 1853. That is 83 years, right?
So they were both born in this little place, Ettenheimer and Steppacher. Bella Steppacher.
Steppacher, yeah.
In Klein Nördling. My goodness, that'd be nice to have had this when I was in Germany.
Salomon Loeb Falk, that's the beginning of the Falk line in Braunsbach, 169 to 1830, that is 61 years old. And there on top there is another generation, Falk, there's a piece torn out.
Fendel?
Oh, and he was married, there was a Falk with something. He was married to a Jendel, Joel's daughter. You see, she didn't have a family name yet. Was before the Napoleonic time. Her own name was Jendel, yes, Jendel, and she was Joel's daughter, Joel's Tochter. Can't you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just the family had no name.
And why was it?
That was before Napoleon gave the Jews the name.
Yeah, Napoleon insisted. People called themselves Moshe Ben Aaron, yes?
Yeah.
And the daughter was Jendel Bas Joel.
Jendel Bas Joel, yeah.
It's pretty.
And that's, so it's in this generation also that Wechsler would have come in. This was the,
that's
the
right.
time.
That's right. That's
the,
right.
You know, all these people, 30,
don't
that,
break
80,
my paper
80, Ettenheimer, they were, he was 83 when they...
And I have also old people in my in the Rosenbergs.
Yes, really.
Hans Salomon Hess was born 1787 and died in 71. Yes, that is 84 years old. And her husband, born 81 and died 76, is also is 95 years old. So I don't have to give up so soon.
No, the ones who died, a lot of the people who died, would never have reached the age of marriage in the first place. They died, they would die of children's, a lot of kids died of presumably some infectious diseases, scarlet fever and things of that nature. Yeah. Before they, a lot of them, before they reached the age of marriage, the maternal mortality might have been very, I assume that women died in childbirth back at that point. Do you remember that happening, you know, when you were young? Maternal mortality.
I just wonder, Marie, with the, were there any, she had these 8 children, did she also have children who did not live?
I don't know.
Your old...
I don't remember that.
We're gonna
or
give
your
you
mother.
Some, we're going to give you some of the Xerox copies so that you have extra copies. We'll just give that along because this is very fragile. This looks extremely fragile.
Yeah, yeah. But I would like to maintain it.
You should maintain it, but at least you'll have a backup copy because it looks extremely fragile. Yeah.
Yes. I have to see that I remove these tapes now, and
what is the back of this thing? Liebenzemi.
That is it came as an addition to a Jewish family paper that came every week.
Uh-huh.
Das israelitische Familienblatt von Hamburg.
Right.
That was read all over Germany, and that here deine Ahnen. Ahnen sind ancestors.
Right.
The Ahnentafel became then very, very fashionable among the Jews.
Are there...
Harry, that's a note from Opa to Zemi saying,
Zemi.
How about, Phil, would you like to
I
fill that in?
I wrote Zemi, lieber Zemi. When I found it then in my paper, I sent it to Zemi. Lieber Zemi, würdest du mir wohl so weit wie möglich, so far as possible, die Tabelle ausfüllen.
And then
Sammy did it.
What this is a year after I was born, if this is the date of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? This is a date because I was born a year earlier.
No, it should by then it should be turned in.
Oh, I see. And here it says April from number 13.
Sonderbeilage special edition to number 13 on the 1st of April 1937. To the Israelitisches Familienblatt.
Special section, insert, Sunday paper, right?
I think, yeah, I have one thing I was wondering, John.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, can you, do you feel like you can read it? Now this, I have difficulty kind of reading this, and I think, you know, there will be a little bit of a problem understanding that. The rest of it looks reasonably clear. Do you think that you can read?
Yeah, so here here on top of number 21, there is a woman. The woman number 21 is called Marianne Sanders.
Right.
Yes? Hmm. Sanders. And on top of that, there's another person who was called Sander. And Sander was a Jewish name, an abbreviation of Alexander. And that's where the name Alex, my uncle Alex, came in. Alex became a family name.
Well, Opa said the Jews had a great regard for Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
From historically.
That's right.
I see.
You see here in the line of the Seligmans appears the Sander.
Alexander.
And, yeah. And these Sanders was in the Seligman family. Here, one of those children I pointed out on the sketch is an Alex.
Right.
In their family were Sanders. Here,
Alexander.
Okay, here's Sander, mm-hmm. is a daughter of the family of Sander, yes? Right. Then number 10, the father of Marianne Sanders, the son of Marianne Sanders, is called Alexander Salomon Seligman. Da ist der Name voll Alexander, with the abbreviation Sander here, yes? And so Marie Seligman, my grandmother, named one of her sons Alex.
Right.
And he was, his Hebrew name was Alexander Ben Reuben.
Oh, that's Alex. That's Alex. The bachelor. Right?
What?
It's the fat one.
Yeah, that was the bachelor who is the father.
Yeah.
The father.
He was
of
a playboy.
Marie and Anna-Marie.
Well, Mariano and Anna-Marie. Okay.
What is this notation okay. above?
Let me see.
22 above 22.
Nathan Salomons und Sarah Jacobs. That is the generation before Angelina Kassebohm. Where did she come from? Emden. They have kind of Dutch names, yeah? Kassebohm is a Dutch name. Kasse is cheese and boom is a baum. A Kassebohm.
Cheese tree?
Yeah, I don't know. This must have been a
Kaiser? Name. Kaiser?
Yeah, but I don't know what's the meaning of the word Kassebohm is. But it came from Haarland. There were very close family connections and social connections between the Jews of Ostfriesland and the Jews of Haarland.
Right.
Particularly in the neighborhood. So here, this is Nathan Salomons and Sarah Jacobs. They end there. They are the parents of Angelina Kassebohm. Kassebohms were still in Emden when I was there. And now it's a... So that I told Sammy here. That is the thing... Sammy, I told John. That is here the legend in our family about the lessee of the
I was here when you told
the,
that.
Of
I was here.
Yeah. Okay. And here's only a name that is only half reserved. And
we did that one.
Tochter, Joel's Tochter. Yes.
Married to her name was
thing is we, Rosenberg, had no right to live in Germany because we were no Germans. We were 300 years in Germany. Yes, you see, so far it is documented. Sammy could prove all these things, yes. They're somewhere in books or in tombstones and so on.
For 300 years.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, from 19...
For 200 years before this was written, this is documented.
What,
right?
What's this...
And also on my mother's side, yeah. In Bavaria.
Oh, what is this Trödler?
Could you understand that the German Jews, after they were liberated by Napoleon, didn't feel anything else? They are Germans by blood.
Do you have any idea from where they came back before this generation? I mean, whether they
no. There were times when no Jews could live in Ostfriesland. Ostfriesland was governed by a count, Graf. There were the Grafen von Ostfriesland, and I don't know how far that went back. I believe this history of the Jews of the of Ostfriesland, as far as it could be determined, I believe goes back into the 14th century. And then Ostfriesland probably was very thinly populated by some tribes that lived in the moors. There were hardly any towns there, I believe. I don't know. don't know enough. I read once a book about it, but originally there were the counts. One of them was the Graf Edzard, who I believe liberated or conquered Ostfriesland from the Dutch. Yes. The Ostfriesen always considered it practically a nation to themselves. Ostfriesland is absolutely different from the neighboring areas. They were different from the Oldenburgers to the east, different from the from Papenburg, and so this Emsland, and absolute different from the Westphalians. They were just a tribe, yes, and they had a nationalism, a chauvinism. They had their own anthem. In Ostfriesland ist am besten over Friesland geite nix. That means geht doch nix, nicht wahr? Where are well the Wichter moja, Wichter as girls, where sind wohl die Mädchen schöner? Where the Jungs well so fix? Where are the boys so strong? Yeah. In Ostfriesland machen Wesen. In Ostfriesland I like to be. Nowhere, I don't know that, I don't know how it goes in blood. Else do I want
my
to be
Kentucky
in Ostfriesland is best. That's the way we feel. And the Jews